I'll just informally banter a little bit until people come in, and we'll start at 6:30. Three of us had lunch, and I was reminding myself that sometimes when we start a new group in San Quentin, we play this little game. It's called Two Truths and a Lie. Does anybody know it?
Mm-hmm.
So you get to tell two truths and one lie, and then you have to figure out which one is a lie. This is a good environment for a game like that. And so sometimes I cheat. And I say something like, okay, number one, I was born and raised in Harlem. Number two, I love those big gumbo shrimp. I gotta have them like at least once a week. Number three, I studied and I went to college. And then they have to pick one, right? So they go, born and raised in Harlem? No. So they all pick that one. But there's a, I grew up in Holland, and there's a place called Harlem in Holland. So that's often my little entry with them on that game. But it's really fun because they'll often forget now. Now, how many lies? How many truths? It's a good icebreaker.
So, Jack, Chris is the one who lives in Jamestown.
Oh, fantastic.
So I was telling him that you're close by.
Right.
And I've also been to Holland.
Oh,
I was a foreign exchange student there.
Oh, cool.
I've been to Harlem.
You've been to Harlem. So, yeah, you could use that.
Yeah, I never thought of that. Yeah, I live up the hill.
I was in Jamestown 2 years ago in the prison.
Oh.
For a couple of days in a guest seminar. So I actually learned about some of the men that are involved and very eager for volunteers to come in. And they had a number of programs, more than most prisons, but they lost all of it, as did everybody else, because about 85% cut was made in rehabilitation programming under Brown and Schwarzenegger. So, that's GED, drug recovery, vocational. And then those were the structures that allowed the volunteers to come in.
Right.
So then there was like a second die-off of volunteer programs on top of that. And part of my interest in traveling and speaking to sanghas like yours is to really hope to find support and volunteers for those who feel their practice is priceless, to help others who would normally not have access gain that access. And so I'm going to encourage you with everything that's inside of me.
Well, I will be retiring in December and looking for things to do.
Wonderful. Mm-hmm. Wonderful. And then so there's Jamestown and there's Chowchilla.
Mm-hmm.
How long of a drive is that? An hour?
More than an hour. It's like an hour and 40 minutes.
Yeah. Okay, that's what a serious yogi is.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Or the seriously retired.
Is it this side of Fresno or the other side?
This side of Fresno.
Oh, this side of
Fresno. However, it isn't just sort of being service and giving something back. It's really a path to knowledge, no less.
Mm-hmm.
To be of service in that way. You'll be learning things you didn't know you didn't know.
And dual is not that far either.
Okay,
so
dual vocational.
Yeah. Right. That's probably 45 minutes, I'm guessing.
Okay.
Roughly.
Okay.
And do you ever do federal?
We don't. We don't, but you know, I do trainings now for people that teach meditation, so the trainings would apply. But we're mostly busy on the state level because it's worse actually than federal level.
Yeah.
But do you know federal prison?
I worked at
SCIW. Okay. Yeah, I've been there. The women's prison?
The FCI and the camp for women, and then the detention centers.
Okay.
Or at least the ones from there.
Yeah, yeah. For me, that's a long while ago, so it's probably still how it is now. Well, we'll get into all of that. We'll do our own time by sitting here in meditation. So I thought one thing I could do, is there anybody, by the way, in the room that is new to this or hasn't had instruction? Okay, welcome, particularly welcome. So I thought maybe it'd be interesting if during the meditation I share some of the instruction as in ways that we do it in prison, because it's a little different, right, as you might imagine. So I'll give some of that instruction during the sit. So we'll sit for 45 minutes. I'll ring the bell when we start and when we end. And I forgot to introduce myself, so we'll do that later. Find a way to sit that's comfortable. It's suggested your lower back pushes in a little bit, allowing your belly to come out, supporting your torso, your chest. You can imagine your collarbones turning up and outward, and the points of the shoulder bones in the back, the scapula, drop a little bit. So your chest is open, belly is soft, your chin is down slightly, so your spine and neck is aligned. And the idea is to rest with alertness. So the first part of your sit is really about settling, isn't it? You can't make that happen. You just intend for it. You're open to it. You can imagine a glass of water with some dirt stirred into it. And the longer the glass sits, the clearer the water becomes as the dirt settles on the bottom. Thank you. backward a little bit without going too far, but have that feeling of feeling supported. So let life hold you. Let life love you. Sit back a little. Scan the body for obvious tensions. There might be some tension in your face. These faces work so hard. Around the eyes. Whatever you find there, you can even move it a little bit to see if there's some there that you don't know is there. And let it go. And while you're releasing tension, there's another energy that is arising. It's your awareness. It happens simultaneously. So you don't fall asleep necessarily, because you're also waking up. There may be some tension in the neck and shoulders. Move them around a little bit. Let it go. When we breathe in, we inspire. The literal meaning of the word inspiration is to, or of inspiring, is to inspirit. And to expire is to outspirit. So when we bring our awareness to the breath moving in, we bring an awareness to the movement of the spirit as it enters. It's that simple. And as we breathe out, we expire. We bring our awareness to the spirit as it passes through. The movement of the spirit as it passes through. And it is thought that to sit in the portal of the movement of the spirit as it enters and passes through wisens us. It's a little bit like a language that isn't English or even verbal. That you learn to listen, that you learn to hear. So the movement of the spirit as we breathe in, our belly fills. The side of our ribs fills some, our chest even fills slightly. And as we breathe out, belly empties. The ribs return. Chest deflates a little. So allow your awareness to track the actual movement, the feeling of the movement as you breathe in and breathe out. Maybe you can count a couple where you are able to concentrate your mind like that. 3 or 4. 2 or 3. And relax in your concentration. Let it come to you as much as you go to it. So one way to help with the concentration and the focus is to do a guided counted meditation. So let's try that. We'll do 4 counts for the in-breath, 2 to hold, and 8 on the out-breath. Now 8 is a long time compared to 4. And so breathe out slowly and breathe out completely. So you might even feel your belly going inward as it empties, moving towards your spine. Don't get hung up on it. It's just a rhythm. You'll find it. So I'll count it for us a few times and we'll do it in silence for a few more. Breathing in, 2, 3, 4, hold, 2, out, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, in, 2, 3, 4, hold, 2, out, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. In, 2, 3, 4. Hold, 2. Out, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. In, 2, 3, 4. Hold, 2. Out, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. A couple of your own. Keep counting like that. And then let it go and return to your breath as it normally occurs for you. Notice your mind state. How are you doing? What is this? So feeling this body, feel your hands resting, maybe touching each other or resting on your lap. Whose hands are these hands, right? It's part of our rental equipment here. Our butt on the chair or on the pillow. Sound of my voice, sound of some engine, clock. So there's you through your senses experiencing sensation, sound, pressure. And then there's you who is aware of you hearing sound, tone of my voice, train whistle, clock. Now of these two, who are you really? So rest in being that awareness. Expressing your true nature, Suzuki Roshi called it. Expressing your true nature. Your larger self. Connecting with it. So holding the body still, not giving in to urges to itch it or move it, just to study, not to add pain to it. If you need to move, move. But for curiosity's sake, holding the body still. Allows the concentration to deepen. Again, being aware of breath. Maybe you can feel the temperature difference between an in-breath and an out-breath. The tip of the nose and the nostrils. As we breathe in, the air is cool or cooler. And you can feel it ever so slightly at the tip of your nostrils, the tip of your nose and your upper nostrils, upper lip rather. When we breathe out, it's warmed by our blood. When we breathe in, it's cool. Sit in silence for a little bit like that. Your mind may drift. When you notice, just no judgment, no blame, gently, gently bring it back. you find yourself thinking, it's usually accompanied by some tightening in the body somewhere. So breathe into wherever you think that tightness may be. As you let go of the holding, you literally let go of that which holds the thought. Our thinking is a physical action. We've forgotten that, but pay close attention, you'll find it. And bringing the breath or bringing the spirit to where we hold, where life isn't flowing. Is what reminds us of our larger nature. So enjoy this breath, just this breath. It's amazing. Think about it. Everything that's green is breathing its oxygen to you. You couldn't do without it. And it couldn't do without your carbon dioxide. These huge forests, particularly the big ones near the pole, the North Pole, and everything else that's green. This cohabitation of exchanging gases and oxygen. This is your life. So we have about 17,000 thoughts per 24 hours. Scientists figured it out. It's a very interesting job sitting there counting them. But that's a lot. So imagine there's some radio station somewhere and you can't control it. And you seem to be equipped with an antenna, so you'll have these thoughts. And much like the weather, just let it pass through. Investigate. You know, how are you holding yourself? How does this thought feel in the body? And let it go. Sometimes you can name it. Naming is magical. In all our fairy tales, if you have the right name for a closed door, it opens. Sesame opened, abracadabra, and a whole bunch more. So if you name your thought, even if you just call it thinking, you get a little better, you get subtle and call it, oh, this is planning, or this is fantasy, memory. When you name it by its right name, it sort of neutralizes it, sort of takes the trance out of it. You call it for its spell, and it opens. Same with feelings, you know, this is worry. This is fear. There's fear here. Take a breath. Okay. Feel this fear in my body. My chest is tight, my belly is fluttery. Something in my throat. Whatever it is. It's not necessarily I'm afraid, but just this is fear. So here's one way that in the prison we work with strong emotions. You can try this out if you like. We call it sitting in the fire. Taking the premise that there's basically four things you can do. You can run, you can hide, you can fight, or you can face. So this one's about facing. Finding your power. So there's a guided piece with it. And when you learn it, you can do it for yourself. But for starters. And it starts with an image, and the image is the first time you had a newborn and you held it in your hands. It may be your own if you have children, or some other newborn that you remember holding, cradling. So feel that. And feeling the sort of unbidden love, the unconditional regard for this tiny little vulnerable being that you hover over with your care. It's you want to regard. Coming through your arms, into your hands, into this tiny little body. And you would do anything for it. And then imagine yourself giving it back to the other parent or the mother or the father. And if you will, if you want to play, take your right hand, put it on your belly. So place your right hand on your belly and your left hand on your chest. Keep your eyes closed. So imagine the same kind of care that you felt for this child, you are now feeling for yourself. Push in a little bit. Don't get a hold of yourself. This is good. And you can do it. So just take a moment to take that in. You know, none of us were born armed and dangerous. Noticing the movement, having enough tone in your hands where you don't stifle, nor do you slack. So find the right tone to be in touch with the life that moves through your breathing, in your belly, in your chest. And go, if you need to travel, go to a time, and for some it's right here, right? But go to a time here or in the past where you're dealing with a challenge. Something of a nature that you say, or are tempted to say, I can't take this shit. I can't take this. I can't handle this. It might be a fear. It often is. It could also be anger, sadness, strong emotion. And then under your hands in this body of ours, feel it. Where can you feel this feeling, this emotion? And you say yes to it. You know, breathing in, I feel this fear. Breathing out, I feel this fear. I'm close to it. Say fear, you use whatever emotion it is. Breathing in, I feel this fear. Breathing out, I feel this fear. Get Elvis in the building. Let's come home. Show up for it. Step two is breathing in. I know that the causes and conditions of this fear lie within me. Breathing out, I know that the causes and conditions of this fear lie within me. even if you don't understand it, just practice it, experiment. Breathing in, I know that the causes and conditions of this fear lie within me. Breathing out, I know that the causes and conditions of this fear lie within me. Step three is about softening. Breathing in, I soften in this feeling. As I touch it with my awareness, I soften in this feeling. Breathing out, I soften in this feeling. Breathing in, I soften. Breathing out, I soften. Step four is about opening. I open to this experience as I breathe in. Breathing out, I open to this experience. Breathing in, I open. Breathing out, I open. The last step, step five, is around being willing to learn whatever there is to learn from this experience. Not chasing it, just being willing for insight to arrive. Come as it may come and it may not. Breathing in, I'm willing for understanding and learning to take place. Breathing out, I am willing to learn from this experience. Right before you let go, remind yourself you can come back here. This is something you can do. The more you'll do it, the more it will honor your sentience. You will forget. And then you remember. Allow your hands to come back down. Rest on your lap. Take a breath. And when we're in our body like this, there's nothing we can't handle. We may not like it. We may not agree with it. But we can't handle it. touch in. Feel whatever there is. There may be some gratefulness. So we offer the merit of our effort to our loved ones, family, friends, our enemies, or the difficult people in our lives. We offer it to everyone who's in prison and beyond.